David Pimer, is a professor of theatre at the University College in the UK, and he's also involved with the Pinter Centre for Performance and Creative Writing in London. And in today's interview, Mr. Pimer discusses In Other Rooms. That's a production of lesser-known short plays by Nobel Prize laureate Harold Pinter, who died in 2008. While not as commonly or widely known as Pinter's most famous work, the short plays do come highly recommended, and Czech audiences will have a chance to see them this weekend when the production, which was co-directed by Pimer, comes to the Divadlo na Zábradlí here in Prague. I spoke to the director on a line to London, and he discussed both the plays as well as the overall role of the Pinter Centre.
The Pinter Centre was set up for a couple of reasons, and the one was to explore academically theatre, and not only Pinter's work, and secondly, to do professional work. And not only Pinter, we're just kick-starting the professional side of the work with his later short plays. And then after that, he wanted it to be any play from anywhere in the world. So we decided to choose these short later plays, the plays that he wrote later in his life, because everybody knows the other plays, Caretaker, Homecoming, Birthday Party, and so on. And very, very few people know these plays. Some of them are 5 minutes long, some of them 15, 20 minutes, and so on. And we've chosen seven plays which basically have a through line. They're the more, shall we say, political and absurd plays. Some of them are very funny and very witty, and they have a dark side, but also have a very, very witty, funny side. And we put them together under the overall dramaturgy of The Party Time. So the first play is The Party Time, and it's the sort of upper class British satire on those people having a party while all sorts of other devious things are happening all around. And then all these plays come out of the Party Time experience. So the other shorter plays come out of that, and the idea is to show this is the surface veneer of the society, the British society, but then underneath what's really going on. There may be violence, there may be torture, there may be all sorts of other things. So it's the plays that he wrote which are more social rather than just being very personal. And they're very short. So they almost short snapshots, if you like.
That, of course, is a fascinating aspect of his work. And there are details which are recognizable there, obviously threat, comic menace. Those are elements that Pinter's readers and theater goers will be very familiar with. Do you think that this aspect that is more political, or the fact that they are short plays and are necessarily more pointed, that that is something that will surprise first-time viewers?
I hope so, because I think it's still a comedy of menace. The reactions we've had so far in touring, this is on an 8-city tour of Europe, and after Prague it goes to Berlin. And the reaction so far has been incredibly positive, because people don't know these plays, and they've seen the humor in how he's satirizing not only the parties of the British upper class, but how he's satirizing what he calls the New World Order. You know, for example, you just see a minister giving a press conference, but it's done in a witty way. And then you see a taxi driver speaking to the taxi boss, you know, a seven-minute short play. So, you know, there are many of these short plays. So the idea really is that it's not just heavy, heavy political at all.
When The Caretaker, for example, was first produced, I believe it was 1961,
yes,
and when he broke on to the British scene, a lot of these elements seemed very new, seemed very shocking. Do you think that these later plays basically update some of those elements for today? I guess what I'm asking is, has he even become more relevant than in say, the 1960s or 70s?
I think that's a really, really interesting question. And what we're hoping for, and one of the reasons we chose these plays, is partly the economic crisis happening in the world. And people are questioning, well, what is the world order? Well, what is actually going on, not only with the bankers, but, you know, everywhere in societies. And I think that he, first of all, he cut his plays to be much shorter. And secondly, I think he started to be surprised that all these developments are happening all over globalization. Some of them very good, but also always what's happening in the dark corners, which is funny and grotesque. And I think that he is, as you say, relevant now because of what's going on in the world, I think it strikes a chord with many people. He did move with the times, and I think he foresaw what was coming in a way.
Now, when you approach these short plays, what were some elements that spoke to you or that you began to build upon when revisiting these texts?
Well, first, it's co-directed with the director of the Pinter Center, Robert Gordon. So we've co-directed together. And what we built on was we started with the idea of the party, because the first play is the party time. So it's not a sort of cabaret event. It's more driven by the dramaturgy of the overall concept being a party, and then but what's happening to other people who cannot get into the parties and maybe stuck in a prison or maybe stuck somewhere else or stuck on the road or relationship breaking down or relationship starting. So it's the people who are not part of this hypocritical upper-class social world, and then it's contrasted with those who are.
Now, Givadlo Zabradli is a place where you've directed plays in the past. How do you view it as a venue for this particular project?
Well, just hope that people will enjoy it and, you know, be enriched by it. Nazar Bradley, for me, has fantastic feeling, besides the history of it, obviously. I think it has fantastic potential. And I just, you know, wish that, you know, Nazar Bradley can continue doing the kinds of work that they have been and that they used to do. Groundbreaking, new work, trying different things. I mean, they're trying to do some things in English. They're trying to do other things in different styles, I think, performances, directors from other countries. So I think they're trying to be connected to the world, but being rooted in Prague, obviously. For us, it's very special. I'm originally South African, and there's a theatre in Johannesburg, the Market Theatre, which has a similar reputation, because it also was the one theatre where we stood up against, you know, the apartheid system, and it was banned, and many things happened to it, and problems. So there are these theatres around the world which have this international reputation.
There is, of course, this connection between Nazar Bradley and the Czech Republic's own famous playwright, Václav Havel, former president. Would you say that Havel himself worked in similar areas as Pinter, that there are some similarities between their plays?
I think definitely. I mean, they were close friends as well, Pinter and Mr. Havel. And Pinter really tried to lobby for his release together with some of the other playwrights and to make his name international to try and help. And he was very active in that way, Pinter. So I think that in terms of the plays, I think the only major difference is that Mr. Havel's writing from more lived experience of the absurd and living that the absurdities. Whereas I think with Pinter, it's more of a almost philosophical question. I mean, he was living in a democracy. He wasn't living in communism. So I think it's different, but it also connects. But I think Mr. Havel's plays come from a more lived experience. And I think that the second difference is Pinter's plays, he tries to cut down and absolutely minimize the language, whereas with Mr. Havel, it comes from a literary tradition more. So he's, I think the word and the language is actually more, maybe more important. Whereas I think for Pinter, it was just give the one phrase, absolutely minimize on language. I think those are the major differences, maybe similarities. And I think this word absurd for both of them, it can be misleading, because it's not so absurd or bleak or just dark or heavy. There's a lot of humor and wit and, you know, strangeness and mystery. And the other thing I think that Pinter, because he was an actor, so he's very aware of dramatic structure and playing with dramatic tension and dramatic humor, because he comes from a tradition of being an actor, whereas Mr. Havel comes from a more literary tradition. So I think that changes the way each writes.